Well, good afternoon, folks. Appreciate you being here with us today. I've got some prepared remarks, and then I'll take questions after we're finished. The Indiana High School Athletic Association continues to monitor the impact of COVID-19 around our state. Our primary focus has been and will continue to be the health and safety of our students and supporters attending our events. Given the recent and ongoing spread of the coronavirus, and study of the available information surrounding this pandemic, the IHSA will conclude the boys basketball tournament series events as scheduled with only essential staff and immediate family in attendance. Immediate family shall be defined as parents, grandparents, and siblings of players, student staffers, coaches, and administrators. Members of the media shall only be admitted with established media credentials. In concert with the accepted definition of a large gathering, the IHSA will provide a maximum of 75 admissions to each participating school in the boys basketball tournament, exclusive of the 12 dress players. The maximum 75 admissions includes all coaches, support staffs, school administrators, and immediate family members of the players. Individuals who are at high risk for the disease as defined by the CDC are strongly encouraged to refrain from attendance. This includes older adults and people who have serious chronic medical conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and lung disease. Patrons who have purchased boys basketball regional tickets in advance from the 16 sites across the state may return those to the point of purchase for a refund. You must present your ticket to get a refund. Finally, the boys basketball state final tickets that have already been purchased by the public will be refunded by the IHSA. The association will make every attempt to stream and or broadcast each remaining game of the tournament prior to the state finals. Our traditional broadcast of the IHSA boys basketball state finals will be produced by the IHSA Champions Network and Fox Sports Indiana for our patrons to enjoy. At 2 p.m. today, our staff will conduct a teleconference with our participating schools and host sites to inform them of specific details surrounding the regional tournaments. In addition to what I've shared with you already, there are some additional considerations. The principal and athletic director shall screen eligible individuals from each participating school for entrance into the facility. The host site is encouraged to designate separate entrances for each school. There shall be no charge for the 75 admissions granted to each school. The host site should only have essential game personnel on site to work the contest. The association encourages social separation of fans throughout the facility, allowing those in attendance to spread out throughout the facility. There shall be no pre-game or post-game handshakes between teams and or officials. There shall be no cheerleaders, pep bands, dance teams, or any other spirit groups at the contests. We're also in the midst of our state gymnastics finals. The state gymnastics finals at Ball State University will be conducted as scheduled. Due to the large number of participants, essential staff to ensure the safety of our gymnasts, and the personnel necessary to adjudicate the event, there will be no spectator admissions to the state gymnastics finals. Individuals that have purchased tickets to the state finals in gymnastics may receive their refund from the IHSA. The state gymnastics finals will be streamed on IHSATV.org. The association, we acknowledge that these are unprecedented measures, and we're sympathetic to our loyal fans that support education-based athletics in our state. We appreciate your understanding and support during these challenging times. At this time, I'll take any questions that the media has.
So at the gymnastics tournament, will the family be allowed to attend that event as well, or is it just essential staff?
Just essential staff. No spectators at the gymnastics final. What we're trying to do is achieve that number of about 250 people of a large gathering that's been established by the CDC. When you count up all the participants, all the judges, all the spotters, all the scorers, everybody that's going to be in that arena, We're already at 250 before we let the first person in, so we have banned spectators from the state gymnastics tournament.
So is that why the regulations are different from gymnastics?
Correct. You've got 12 players dressed. You've got a staff of bench personnel, including the coaches. We'll have an opportunity to let family members in.
Bobby, any venue changes planned whatsoever for the boys' basketball tournament?
Not right now. No.
Are there any IHSA players that have tested positive?
Not to our knowledge, no.
Bobby, can you kind of provide a timeline as far as when this changed for you guys as far as the...
Well, we've been monitoring this situation for quite some time, even before the sectional began. And we've been in constant contact with various health groups and individuals to try to determine what was the best course of action. Throughout the last 48 hours, things have changed. Things in our community have changed, and things around the state have changed, things around the country have changed. So we're trying to stay up with that. We still want to provide our young people an opportunity to participate in the state finals in a tournament series event, but we do have to restrict it. So it's an ongoing process, but that's where we're at today.
So the NBA suspended its season, Big Ten tournament not happening anymore. So why did IHSAA decide to continue on with the tournament that had these restrictions?
Well, I think because, first of all, at the regional level, the last time I checked the Indiana Department of Health, 15 of our 16 sites have no confirmed cases in those counties. I feel pretty comfortable about the regionals. Now, this may change moving forward, but that's where we're at today, and we're going to contest the regional under these restricted conditions and our state championship at Ball State for gymnastics.
Can you just walk us through this screening process that you're asking school officials and administrators?
Sure. Well, we can't expect our host sites to know these 75 individuals that are going to come to the state championship. Our principals and athletic directors will know their folks. And so we're going to ask our principals and athletic directors, their designees, school administrators, to be at the event. And we're going to ask them to make sure that the people that are coming through, the 75 that are going to give passes to, make sure that they are legitimate folks. It's going to be extremely disappointing to a lot of our patrons and fans to not be able to go to the state championships, but we do need to protect everybody that's there. And I hate to say this, but there'll be people that'll try to sneak in. So we're going to lean on our principals and athletic directors to help us out with this.
Any idea what the economic impact is on this?
It's not good. I wish I could tell you it's not a big impact, but... you know, I look back on our financial reporting for the last 3 years, and I suspect this will cost the association about $500,000.
Bobby, I know you're not a health official, but you did say that grandparents would be one of the people who could come to these games, and yet the age of grandparents is often
sure.
The very people that are being advised not to go out
right.
In public. Anything you would want to say about that?
I would just encourage you, like I said in my release, that If you're one of those individuals that's at a high risk, you should refrain from coming. We got some very healthy grandparents, and if they feel like they can attend, that would be great. If they fall within the limit of the 75 for the school, that's wonderful. But I think everybody needs to just take a little cursor of themselves, not only elderly, but anybody who's been under the weather and doesn't feel well, they probably need to just stay home.
How do you think this will impact gameplay?
Well, you know, kids like to play in front of people, and I think that it'll impact the game. You know, it'll feel like a scrimmage. You're going to have a couple, you know, three officials out there, and you're going to have two teams sitting on a bench, but there aren't going to be many people in the gym, and I think it'll affect play. I don't think there's any doubt that it'll affect play, but at least they're getting to play right now.
Was there any thought to canceling the rest of
the tournament? Yeah, we discussed that as a staff, and we've decided at this point that that's not the direction we're going to go.
Well, could there be a tipping point to that?
It could very well be. If we receive different information from the Department of Health or other health organizations, we may make a determination that we need to do something different.
Could that also be any thought to postponing maybe or pushing back?
Well, we'd have to have that conversation with our executive committee and what would be acceptable for our membership. You know, we postponed the basketball tournament several years ago for weather. And we did it for a coal, for a coal crisis back in the day, energy crisis. So it's not unprecedented that we would postpone it. It becomes a hardship on everybody when you do that. Can you get a venue? Where would it go? There are a lot of questions and logistics that would have to be answered, but it's certainly a possibility.
Bobby, you're kind of in a limbo period here at the end of your winter sports. Spring sports just starting. Any advice to schools as inter-school competitions begin in spring sports and other athletic activities?
Those questions have already been asked by many of our member schools. The member school contest, the regular season contest, are totally up to the member schools whether they want to contest those or not. As you may know, we've had a few schools in our state that have already suspended school and are going to come back after a spring break and an extended spring break. And we're going to let those schools determine whether they're going to compete. We will not suspend any of our health and safety rules respective of spring sports. For example, we have a 10 practice rule that all students must complete 10 separate days of practice before they participate in an interscholastic contest. We're not going to suspend that if the school decides to take 3 weeks off and then they've got a contest in 4 days. If they miss those practices, they're going to have to make those up. And if that's the case, the member schools then are going to have to reschedule those events. And they may have to cancel some events. And we'll work through that when we get to it. I'm hopeful that the virus will subside. I'm not real confident that that'll happen, but I'm hopeful that it will.
Just to clarify, Bobby, the next 2 weeks will proceed as you are with the regional this week with 75?
Right now, that's our plan. If we can get through this week and we feel confident that we can move forward, we'll do the semi-state the same way. And we'll have 75 approved individuals that will come into the event arena and follow their team.
Is there a plan if one of the IHSA students does test positive for COVID-19?
We're still in discussions about what that might look like, yes. I think just general advice is, wash your hands, cover your mouth, do all the things that the health department tells you to do with any kind of illness that's out there. Be cognizant. If you see something, say something. If you know somebody's struggling, get to a doctor, find out what's going on. If it's just a little sniffle, it might not be just a little sniffle. So get out there and get yourself covered.
Bobby, you're headed toward retirement. Have you ever dealt with anything like this?
No, I haven't. This is unprecedented. We've postponed because of weather, and we've postponed because of energy crisis, and we've postponed for other things, but never for a health pandemic of this nature. And jokingly, somebody said, "Can you make it to August 1st?" I said, "I'm not sure I can make it to 5 o'clock."
Were there no cancellations for swine flu in 2009?
Pardon me? Not that I'm aware of, no. Other questions? All right, thank you, folks.
Thank you, Bobby.